Have you made your ancestors' sacrifice worthwhile today?
Yeah. Yeah. Go. Yeah. Yeah. Bienvenidos. Shup. Vroom. What's cracking, everybody? How you doing? Make some noise. We in the house. At our castle. Vroom. Look. What's cracking, everybody? Letitia, what's cracking? Scoops, what's cracking? Shecky, what's cracking? I see ya! Go! Hey, there you go. What's cracking? How are you? Bienvenidos. It's Marcus Eve. It came. How crazy. Richard the producer says, hey, I know this song. You might. Meta Jester, what's up? We back. Let's G-O. Jonathan Randall just listened to the Scott Adams album for the first time. Amazing stuff. I sent it to my nephew who's having a hard time. He loved it. Oh, was that the Basket for Case Theory album? Was that that one? Holy shit! Vroom. 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 And see me to the casa. Yo! What's up, Impeccable Flow? What up, Delete Yourself, Free Consciousness? Man, like Richard. Ryan Joseph, welcome to the channel. Boom, 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 boom. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Doing that thing where, like, I haven't streamed for a couple of days, so things aren't working properly. And that's good! G-O-O-D, let's see some goods in the chat for things working. We're getting things working right now. Vroom, 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 vroom. Jay-Z the Lionheart, I have been greatly desiring a live stream. Well, we got you. You got a live stream, and we got a live stream today, and you can have a live stream tomorrow. In fact, tomorrow you can have two live streams. Because tomorrow it is Marcus Day. It is Marcus Day tomorrow. Meditations 2 is dropping at midnight. But of course you, the cutting edge of the Meaning Wave community, will be hearing it first right here. As is our tradition, we'll be having a premiere tomorrow evening of the album, listening to it together for the first time. And there'll be a pre-party stream and an after-party stream. Best believe it! You better believe it. Because it's true. Yay! It's gonna work. I've just been trying to get... I've just been trying to get YouTube up on this computer. That's all. We got a new music video today. Who's seen the new music video? Who's seen the new music video today? First fruits of the collaboration with Captain Jack. This was the one we shot in studio. All the other ones were shot in various luxurious Mexican locations. This was an in-studio one. It dropped today. I'm going to play it right now. I'm going to show it you right now. It's Meaning Wave TV. That's what it is. Yo, 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 let's get this thing cracking. Meaning Wave TV. Yeah, 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 yeah. Okay, okay, okay. Vroom.
Everyone, I'm Kurt Loder, and this is MTV News. Tonight, we're diving into a unique musical venture that marries ancient philosophy with modern beats. Akira the Don, known for his innovative Meaning Wave, has just dropped a new track that's bound to resonate with both the Stoics and the bassheads out there.
Bassheads! Bassheads, make some noise. Forget about it. Yo, going out to all my Stoics, all my bass heads, make some noise. Go, go.
If you care at all for yourself, then be your own savior while you still can. If you care at all for yourself, then be your own savior while you still can. If you care at all for yourself, then be your own savior while you still can.
If you care at all. Vroom, vroom, vroom. Hey, amazing. Wow. Wow, how about that? Make some noise yourselves. Yeah. Yeah, Meaning Wave. That came out great, huh? Boom. Smash it a like, says Val. That's right. What's up? Little cameo from Captain Jack at the end there. That's right. On the holy shit. Holy shit, free consciousness, what's up? Jonathan Randall, great beard, reminds me of the good old days of MTV, that's right, Meaning Wave TV. Meaning Wave TV. And those were the good old days of Meaning Wave TV, you know? It was a wonderful time of meaning and Kurt Loder giving us the Meaning Wave news. I have a feeling he might be back. I quite liked him. I enjoyed having him around. You know, Shecky says, wow! That's right, wow. Producers, Big Bad Wolf, exactly. Did you see those beautiful producers? Fool Killer says, souse. Exactly. Souse. So, yeah, we shot, Captain Jack got here last Tuesday, and he left yesterday, which was Tuesday, so we had a week. In that week, we shot, I just had a message from Jason. He's going, Akira, I just wanted to ask if you'll be changing to a Meaning Wave merch. Well, you mean me? Will I be having a costume change? I'm not wearing Meaning Wave merch. Well, this is actually not true. I am wearing Meaning Wave shorts. If you could see my legs. Can you see my legs? Look, I'm wearing the meaningful, the parental advisory meaningful content shorts. But yes, I am wearing an unbranded top. I know this is an unprecedented occurrence. Here on the Meaning Stream. It's true, Jason. I don't know what happened. I don't know how it never happens. I always wear Meaning Wave. And I'm wearing an unbranded white thing that I wore in a music video. That's crazy. I don't even know why. You're right. Anyway, what was I talking about?
You're listening to Akira, the Don, artist, DJ, wave lord, and architect of the Meaning Wave universe.
Yeah, that's true. That's a very good point. Thank you, Doc. So we shot five music videos. You've seen one of them. We shot five. The first one we did in studio. Second one we did on location, sort of near here. We did another one in my gym. We did another one. We did another two. We basically drove out to some jungle. We went in deep into the jungle near Tulum, like deep, deep, deep. We went off-road. You know what I mean? Off-road, deep into the jungle. So deep in the jungle that it was pitch black. So pitch black that you could see every star. So many stars. Captain Jack and Mamadon got very excited by this and did a lot of... what's it called when you take a photo and let the light in for like a minute? Anyway. It's crazy how much of a dome it looks when there's that much in the way of star activity. It's ridiculous. It's amazing. Anyway, a very action-packed week. We were out with that one. We were shooting till what time was it? We had to pick up the car at 8 in the morning. And we had to drop it off 8 the next morning. And we didn't get back from shooting until around 3 or 4 in the morning, I think it was. We were just basically going all day, every day for the whole week. So we're all exhausted, frankly. And the album's out tomorrow. Whoa! Tomorrow! Imagine that. Ryan Joseph says, what is this, Akira Headroom? Richard says, you should have that on a TV next to you all the time. Yes, one of... where's my side camera? One of them ones over there, right? Oh, is the camera moved? Go back. Yeah, one of those ones over there. That version should be over there. Meaning Wave TV should be over there all the time. So I agree. Jonathan Randall says, what are some of your favorite music videos? Off top, just like first thing that pops into my head, I like that Verve one where he's like shoving through everybody. And then I wonder if I said that because what we're listening to, and I unconsciously didn't notice, is a beat I made ages ago and I didn't do anything with that... riffs on the melody of Bittersweet Symphony. So maybe that's not my favorite music video, but I like that one. I liked all the Sister Mercy's music videos, like the ones when they just spent a load of money. They did one in a warehouse and like one they went to Egypt and rode around on camels. That was good. I like that Radiohead one where everyone falls down in the street. That one's good. I like Michael Jackson music videos. They're great. I really like the stuff that the South Korean guys were doing in sort of 2013-ish. Like that 2013 K-pop era when like just before Psy came out and like Big Bang were going really crazy. Big Bang were kind of like having their Michael Jackson moment. I liked all those music videos. They're all good music videos. Mr. Cord says, I like the American Idiot video with all the green slime. I haven't seen that. I kind of ignored Green Day after Dookie, pretty much. I really liked that Dookie record, but I didn't pay much attention after that. Jonathan says, long exposure, that's right. Yes, long exposure, exactly that. Anyway, yeah, make some noise. How's everybody doing? How have you been? What's been going on? Are you excited? I'm excited. I'm standing here holding a plug. I need to plug in. So let me put a record on it. And then I'll put a plug in. Yo! mm. boom, boom, boom.
Akira. He's got clout.
The sense that you just have to go on with it. That life is a must. When you say to anything spontaneous, see, life is spontaneous. It happens in the words of the Taoist, Zeran, which means of itself so. That's their Chinese expression for nature. What happens by itself, what isn't pushed, but it just pops up, you see? You came into being, you know? It happens in a kind of a plop way like that. See? Now, you can't tell that process. You ought to happen. You must happen. Because that puts a bind on it in the same way as when you have a child and all the relatives that come to a party on Thanksgiving, the child into the middle of all the relatives, and say, now, dear, play.
Now, dear, play, play. Now, dear, play, play. Play on demand, play on demand, play on demand, play, play. Say now, dear,
play!
Now, dear, play, play. Play on demand, play on demand, play on demand, play.
See, it absolutely bugs the child to do it like that. And so this is the problem for every artist. Because an artist is a man who makes his living by playing. Whether he's dancing, painting, or playing music, or whatever it is. And he has to overcome this problem. He has to know how to play in public at a given time on an appointment. See? Now that's not an easy thing to learn. But when you catch on to the trick of it, you can do it. Play on demand. That's the hardest lesson of life, to contrive what is called by my Japanese artist friend Saburo Hasegawa a controlled accident.
Now, Chad.
Play on demand. Play on demand.
Yeah, yeah.
Play, play.
Fire Everything says, can't wait for this new album. You ain't gonna have to wait too long, familiar. Mañana. It's mañana. Uno DMS. Astra Kilastra. Says, so grateful. One day, it's crazy, that really escalated very fast. All is in hand, everything as it should be. I'm still working on the visual for the album, I'm right up to the last minute. Doesn't matter how prepared I am. Doesn't matter. That always seems to be what happens. Ooh, look at that, that's our sauce. Sauce! So we'll be having that tomorrow. We'll all be gathering together. Cosmic Kangaroo waiting for Meditations Part 2 while I sun my balls. That's a very good reference right there. Very good referential activity there from the Cosmic Kangaroo, of course. CDs are in manufacturing, Canada. And beautiful they are too. Gus says, we get Marcus 2 tonight? No. You get it tomorrow. It's tomorrow. It comes out. It hits streaming platforms everywhere at midnight tomorrow. So we'll be listening to it here together. There will be a premiere like we always do. There'll be a premiere here tomorrow at 9 p.m. CT. Prior to the premiere, we'll have a pre-party stream. And then afterwards, we'll have an after-party stream. Yeah! Yeah, we will! Mr. Record, waiting for Meditations Volume 2 while I get girls' numbers. Do girls still have numbers? We were shooting a music video the other day, and a lady pulled up in a car, demanded to know my name. And this is a lady, by the way. This isn't like a child. This is like a grown woman with a man in the car, who you assume is her husband. She pulls up in the car, and she demands to know my name, and then she says, "You're cute. DM me. I'm such and such a sucher on Instagram." And then drove off. Is this what people do nowadays? They just pull up on people and demand them to say, "You're cute," and DM me. Is this what it's come to? Is this where we are? I don't know. I didn't do any of the modern stuff. I didn't Tinder. I didn't swipe anywhere or nothing. I've been with my beautiful wife since 2005. And we met at school. I have a very wholesome existence, you know? Chad says, "This album is going to be amazing. Canada makes good stuff." Yeah, it's the same people who did the Dunewave CDs. They did an excellent job, so we're continuing to use them. The vinyl is manufactured in Texas. The masks are manufactured in the USA. What else? That's about it. Mr. Cord says, "Women do that on dating apps now. I hate it." What do they do? They do drive-bys on dating apps and go, "You're cute, DM me." Is that what they do? Vian says, "Akira has DM me Riz." Yeah, and a gap that don't quit. Carl Diamond, "My wife and I met at school too." That's nice. Scoops 82, "I've been married since 2001. She is a warrior." Well, that's useful because, you know, we're going to need warriors in the wars to come. Get you a good sturdy woman who can carry an axe. I'm excited. Can you tell? Are you excited? There is excitement. There is excitement in the air. Can you feel it? Chad says, "I want my mask so bad." Oh, we're all getting masks. Well, those of us who are getting masks are getting masks. Incidentally, you can still back the campaign. It is in on-demand mode. You have missed your opportunity to have your name in the credits of the CDs. You can still get your name in the credits of the the next four music videos. And the visual will be setting to render at probably, I don't know, I'll be working on it for probably about 6 hours after I finish this stream. It's probably about 3 a.m. Cut off time for getting your name in the credits of the album visual, which will be on the internet forever. We'll be probably about around 3 o'clock this morning. Link in the description. What's up, Jason Eva? Jason Eva gave away a membership. What are you doing, Jason Eva? You beautiful man. He gave a membership to John Otter. Make some noise for Jason Eva. Jason Eva was very helpful in, tracking down that MTV news fellow and getting him to talk about me anyway for us. Thank you, Jason.
Enormous amounts of empathy to my haters.
Hi, haters.
When somebody leaves a comment that I'm a charlatan or a snake oil salesman, or my daddy gave me the money to build a liquor store and I shouldn't be listened to, I understand why they say that. I know it's not true. It feeds me in a very good way. And so for me, to be very honest with you, it's been very easy, because when your intent is pure, I think about succeeding in one very simple story. There are two ways, my friends, to build the biggest building in town.
Step number one.
Just build the biggest building in town. Build the biggest building in town. Step number one. Step number one. Just build the biggest building in town.
Bam, bam, bam.
Build the biggest building in town. Step number two. Build a decent-sized building and then spend all your time trying to tear everybody else's building around you down so you end up being the biggest building in town. My friend, 95% of people try to do number two. But when you know you can build the fucking biggest building in town, you do that. You do that.
Do that!
Because I know what my intent
is. Do that thing.
I just don't value anybody's opinion about me. Including my parents and wife and children.
Vroom.
More than I value my opinion about myself. Just build the biggest building in town.
Build the biggest building in town.
Step number one. Step number one. Just build the biggest building in town.
The biggest building in town. Mr. Core says, why I live life as a hater when you could be greater.
Build the biggest building.
Someone's trying to drag you down. Why, you must be above down.
The biggest building in town. Build the biggest
building
in town.
Build the biggest building in town by Joe. Build it. That happened to, I keep seeing this stuff. Homie Dan Bull on Twitter today. What did he say? I got a 300 day streak on Duolingo today, by the way. Make some noise. Make some noise. I got a 300 day streak on Duolingo. Technically, I've been doing it for going on 3 years, but I've never kept that streak for that long. Sometimes, like, you'd be on an aeroplane and you switch a time zone. Yeah. But there you go. Look, I got a 300-day streak. 300! 300 días. You know what I mean? Amazing. Shout out to me. Yeah, it is funny. April 17th, where's the album at? Because I've been saying that the album's coming out on April 17th on Twitter since March 2nd. No! No, it's the 19th. It's the 19th, Akira the Don. It's important that you have mistakes and almost everything you do so that people then critique the mistakes, and then that's like extra engagement for your shit. That's a pro tip. I'll pull that out. Oh, yeah, Dan Bull, he goes, is anyone else weirdly driven to succeed just to stick a finger up to their school bullies, or is that just me? I am 38 years old. I said, no, Dan Bull, it is not necessary. These poor wretches are in the hells of their own creation already. The biggest stunt is to be doing so well as a human that you've forgotten about them completely. And if you were ever to see them and remember, you would feel only compassion. I do believe that to be true. It is a terrifying idea to be a prisoner of the resentment and hatred you feel towards people who did you wrong as a young person, deep into your life. How could they touch you that deep into your life? Just by existing. That defies all of that stuff. The greatest success is to not even remember these fools and to just have a wonderful life. You know? Be a bad motherfucker. Homeboy from Deanswood, he has that tattoo on him, doesn't he? May my enemies live long so they can see me succeed. But like, really, it's like, actually, may I be so sorted as an individual, I don't give a shit. And if I ever were to see any of these people and remember them, I would feel nothing but compassion. Because no one's born wanting to be a dick. All the people that were so horrible to me at school, like, they had their, like, they all had their own shit and reasons for becoming such awful cunts. I wouldn't want to be them. I wouldn't want to be cursed with being that. I remember one guy, he's a guy who used to shake people down in one place I lived. He used to shake people down at the bus stop and, like, hang them upside down and money fall out their pockets type thing. He was absolutely terrorized the fuck out of, like, all sorts of people. And I eventually kind of, after initially being on that side of it, I initially kind of became friends with him in a weird way. And I discovered that his father used to just beat the fucking shit out of him. And he had this whole thing about he had to be this specific kind of a human male to kind of impress and defy his father, who he was filled with loathing for. Everyone got their own shit. Fool Killer, congratulations, Akira. I'm just barely holding on to my 639-day streak on Duolingo. Come on. Come on, 639. Excellent. Missed record. I got maybe 5 days into Duolingo. Yo! Beggable Flying says, Akira being lit tonight. Yes. Oh, what was the other thing on the internet that I said today? Things I say on the internet that are true. Yes, grateful I ignored the people that were trying to convince me to go all in on the stock and ad music world instead of making my own music. As the latest advances in AI music are now indistinguishable from most stock/ad music, meaning the whole industry will be gone within the year. So saith the Don. This is very, very true. There was a period of time in my life when people were trying to convince me that the smart thing for me to do would be to really focus on getting my music in ads and things like that, and to work with these agencies and get catalog of music that can be used in adverts and this, that, and the other, and background music and all these libraries. And they're like, you know, this. And I decided, no, I'm going to invent Meaning Wave, and I will spend my time doing that. And that was obviously the very smart thing to do, because I don't know if you've seen this stuff, Sumo, and there's a new one, but after being AI music just a few months ago was pretty dreadful, it is now indistinguishable from most stock and ad music. You can go try it out yourself. I was considering doing a stream where we do it. It might be fun. But just the gist, you can now type in stuff and you can generate music. And it sounds pretty competent. And most people couldn't tell the difference between that and so-called real music. Therefore, the whole catalog music world, that whole operation of generating kind of, you know, low passion elevator music, essentially, low passion contemporary elevator music to be used in the background of advertisements and conversations as sound beds underneath people talking about nonsense. That's an industry, and that industry will not exist this time next year. It might not exist this time in a month. Right now, say Sumo AI, which is very competent, you can pay $10 a month and get, I think it's 500 tracks generated. I think that's what it is. So why on earth, if you're one of these ad agencies, and I know them, I've worked with them, you know, they say, make this. And if you actually give them something good that has feeling and passion, they're like, nah, I just want it to sound like that, whatever jingly, jangly, whatever generic stock music thing. They can get their wishes now, and they don't have to deal with creative people who actually want to put soul into the music or something like that. So why the fuck would they pay you? So there's an industry that is gone. It is gone, you know? And I will not weep for it personally. You know, that's an inevitability. But what did I add? It has never been clearer that the path to sustainable success is to go all in on that which only you can do. Only you can do. That which can only exist, that can only come into being, channeled through the Byzantine conduit that is you, your unique talents, your unique skills and life experience combined, right? Only that which can come through the specificity of you, right? Only that. Because no one can compete with you on that. AI cannot copy that, right? And no other human can, as is expressed on a few of our records, but certainly one with Naval. No one can compete with you on being you. Pure, unfiltered, uncompromised you. That is the Stonks. And I've been saying this my whole life, right? And I've been acting in this way my whole life. And once again, Kira the Don was proved correct, right? Following and copying others will only lead you off a fucking cliff to your doom. Matthew Morgan says, you don't think these AIs will be able to create convincing meaning wave copycats soon? I'm sure they will. But they won't be what I would do. Because they ain't me. They haven't been through what I've been through, seen what I've seen. They don't have my life experience. They do not have my soul. So they will not create what I would create. They might create some kind of facsimile. And also, I don't know if you noticed, but I keep pushing forward, right? It's not that every record sounds like the previous record, all right? So they're going to have to work very, very hard to sort of copy what I did last week. But they'll never be able to copy what I'm about to do. And what I'm about to do is extraordinary, as you will discover tomorrow. You will discover tomorrow when you hear the glory that is Meditations Volume 2. Yo! Andrew Pullman says, AI music, an excellent system generating music for a person. Meaning Wave, a person generating music for an excellent system. Matthew Morgan, you sure do keep pushing forward. It's remarkable how your style keeps evolving. Vian IR, the thing about AI music is that it all sounds like bland elevator supermarket music. Well, yes, that's what I'm saying. The market, there is a massive market for bland elevator music. That is the ad music, catalog music, soundbed music avenue. So that is done. Those people are done because AI can do that now. And we shall see what AI can do this time next week. But one thing it cannot do is be me, and it cannot be you, right? Not if you are operating on 100% you, right? 100% you. It can be you if you're just doing what other motherfuckers do because you're scared to stick out or you're concerned about what people might think or whatever it is, right? But if you're actually being you, it can't do that. Only you can do that. Only you have had the sum of your experiences, have your skills, specific, your unique skill set, right? That is all the various things you've put together in combination with what you're interested in, what you love, what you care about, what you've done, what you've experienced, what your family went through, all these things combine into you. And if you're operating on a purity of 100% you, that cannot be cloned. That cannot be second guessed, and that cannot be even predicted completely. All right? So don't you worry about a thing, baby. Shit's gonna be great. You should be a monster. Yeah!
I read this New Testament line decades ago. I can never
understand it.
The line is, the meek shall inherit the earth. And I thought, there's something wrong with that line. It just doesn't make sense. Meek just doesn't seem to me to be a moral virtue. Meek is not a good translation. What it means is this. You have swords and know how to use them, but keep them sheathed.
Well, inherit the earth. Well, inherit the world.
Those who have swords and know how to use them, but keep them
sheathed.
Will inherit the world. That's a big difference. It's so great.
Yeah.
You should be a monster. You know, because everyone says, well, you should be harmless, virtuous. You shouldn't do anyone any harm. You should sheathe your competitive instinct. You should try to win. You don't want to be too aggressive. You don't want to be too assertive. You want to take a back seat and all of that. It's like, no. Wrong. You should be a monster. You should be a monster. An absolute monster. And then you should learn how to control it. It's like, is there something wrong with being competitive? There's nothing wrong with it. There's something wrong with cheating. There's something wrong with being a tyrant. There's something wrong with winning unfairly. things are bad, but you don't want people to win? What's the difference between trying to win and striving?
Huh?
Do you want to eradicate striving? The definition of a winner is someone who never let losing stop them. Never let losing stop them. Never let losing stop them.
Back up!
You should be a monster.
Absolute monster! Yo, man, like Black and Blue Fins. I pushed hard to make getting your full catalog possible. I don't buy anything for myself. I justified it as an act of self-love for my children. And hope the contribution is a force multiplier.
You should be a monster.
See, that's a beautiful thing right there. I literally was making a song about that very subject last week.
You should be a monster.
About the kind of man who isn't interested in buying things for himself, but he wants everyone else to have that wealth. He wants those around him to be shining and to want for nothing. And that's what he wants for himself. That is his trophy.
Monster.
His trophy is his family, happy, fed, clothed. That's what he needs.
You should be a monster.
Cosmic Kangaroo Grimes waiting for an AI DJ to be reliable. That shit made me laugh. Oh my goodness, did you all see that? That was very funny. Can I find that? That was pretty funny. That was pretty funny. Harpreet, I just sent you a DM. Let's see. Boop, 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 boop. Akira the Don trying to use Twitter. Akira the Don trying to use Twitter. Trying to use Twitter. I'm going to make some noise. Why isn't this working? But why isn't it working? Now? Home for you following. Where is literally me? Have they changed it? Is it different to where it was yesterday? Press that. Go home. This is so funny. Yeah, yeah.
You should be a monster.
Okay, here's me. All right. All right, let me see if I can find that. Because I don't know if you saw the Grimes thing. Grimes is a lady who does music. you know, she plays music, makes music. And she's very much a futurist and a technologist. She, for example, was very excited when you got when the AI cloning of voices thing started happening not long ago. And she allowed her voice to be cloned. And, you know, you could have AI Grimes on your song. She has a child with Elon Musk, little X, Thingy Bob, whatever he's called. Anyway, she played at Coachella, you know, and it was an absolute shit show because she was DJing for some reason. She was doing a DJ performance for which she was getting paid $250,000, I believe. And she was playing some new songs she'd made, but she was DJing them, you know, so she's using CDJs. And for whatever reason, she'd got someone else to prepare her set for her, which means get the song files together and put them on a USB stick in an order. And they're supposed to also get the BPMs of them as metadata within the file so that when she DJs, she can use the sync button and sort of move between them smoothly. Right. And that's a thing that you can do now. And it's really useful. It's how you can do some of the quite amazing transitions that I pull off, because you can lock multiple sources together, including effects and delays and things like that, and then increase the speed, decrease the speed, stuff like that. You know, it works really well on sort of contemporary music that's locked into a grid. You can't DJ 70s music with the sync button. That's kind of the litmus test of a DJ who can exist outside of the contemporary technological constraints. Check if they play 70s music or not. Because in the 70s, music wasn't on grid, and it gets faster and slower and all that, and you have to work it out by ear for the most part. Anyway, so Grimes, she's doing this DJ set, and she's just jumping up and down, screaming, and doing all these train wreck sort of collisions of songs. Because the BPMs she's saying are wrong. And I believe it was that the BPMs were like too high So when a BPM, for example, 70 BPM can also be 140 BPM, right? That's like dubstep speed. And, you know, sort of 80 BPM can also be 160 BPM, which is like sort of drum and bass realm, right? You double or halve it or whatever. But she, I don't know if she was drunk or high or something, but she couldn't do any math. And she was just screaming and screaming and jumping around. And she kept blaming this whoever it was who put her USB stick together. Here was her things that she said that made me giggle. Just don't blame me, she said. It's not my fault. And then she said that quite a lot. And then she put out a thingy bob. What'd you call it? A tweet. An X. And she put out one of those where she reiterated. Wasn't my fault. It was my assistant who fucked it up. And apparently, then I read that she had the same thing happen in Mexico City a couple of weeks ago. You know. But the first thing I thought was, and people really were, you know, being rough to her on the internet. They were dragging her, you know. She was a figure of ridicule for at least 17 hours, maybe 38. And I just thought, you know, if only she'd heard one of the lovely Jocko songs, if only she'd read one of the lovely Jocko books, she would know that taking extreme ownership of that situation would have been by far the best thing to do. And even just on a purely selfish level, right? Because everyone was taking the piss out of her and so on and so forth. And if she just got up there and said, you know what, I really should have prepared for this. I should have learned how to use this equipment. I should not have outsourced a critical part of the DJing, you know, situation to somebody else. And I take complete responsibility for that. My fault. I reckon about 90% of the arrows that were slung in her direction would not have been. It would have been a much better day for her. But in going, oh, it's not my fault, she made it so much worse for us. So my hope is that Grimes, who I like, and has some wonderful records, my hope is that she discovers the truth and the light that is Meaning Wave. You know? And Jocko. And maybe specifically this song here. This would be a good one. He says, doing an amazing transition.
Good evening. I wanted to give you an update on the current situation in Afghanistan. As you know, we were set to leave Afghanistan this month, and as we began the final drawdown, I made some critical errors. Namely, I underestimated the strength of the Taliban, and I overestimated the strength and capability of the friendly Afghan forces. This was my fault.
My fault, Grimes! Mine!
Due to my mistake, the Taliban has taken control of Afghanistan. There are reports now that ISIS and Al-Qaeda are working alongside them. Unfortunately, there are tens of thousands of Americans on the ground there, as well as friends and allies of America on the ground. These people, Americans and our allies, are all stranded.
Whose fault? Whose fault?
That is my fault.
Whose fault? Whose fault?
But they will not be stranded for long. In the next 48 hours, America will be in control of most major airports in Afghanistan. Any resistance we meet from the Taliban or otherwise when we seize these airports will be destroyed completely and without mercy. From those airports, we will conduct rapid strike rescue missions until we have recovered and evacuated all our citizens, allies, and friends. Any person that interferes with these operations will be killed.
Anyone who fucks with my DJ apparatus
left behind. Any person utilizing or located in close proximity to these weapons or equipment will be killed. Once we have evacuated all friendly personnel and recovered or destroyed the weapons and equipment left behind, we will depart Afghanistan. But we will continue to monitor everything that happens in Afghanistan through our ground and airborne surveillance equipment. Terrorist training camps or activity will be targeted and destroyed. Gross violations of human rights will be stopped through overwhelming force. And any group in Afghanistan fighting for freedom, liberty, and basic human rights will be supported through special operations forces and ruthless precision air power. We will continue that dedicated support until the enemy is no longer a threat to humanity or to the good people of Afghanistan. May God bless America, and may God have mercy on the souls of our enemy, because we will not. That is all.
What?
And that is my fault.
My fault! Whose fault? Whose fault?
That's my fault.
Whose fault?
That is my fault.
Oh! Shazad's Grimes. That's President Joko from the multiverse somewhere. My fault! Here's a good heuristic, right? If you ever find yourself in a situation where you have to, say whose fault it is, it's your fault. If you ever find yourself saying it's not your fault, you ever catch yourself being like blaming something or someone else? Sometimes that happens. Pull that shit back! Your fault. The more your fault it is, the easier everything is. Because we can only deal with things that are in our control. Hey. Mr. Kord says, I've heard things from your music I never would have heard elsewhere. I don't see how AI will make something novel like you. You could say, so you got to tell AI what to do, right? You could say, generate me a bunch of stuff that sounds like Akira the Don. And it will, right? You could say, there's a thing, I wish it was Meaning Wave. Make this thing in the style of Akira the Don. And it will. It wouldn't do it like I would do it, though. And here's one way I know that. I wouldn't do it like I'd do it. All right, if I was to make any of the songs I've ever made today, they would be completely different. Because I'm different. All right, there are songs that exist that only exist because, the phone had run out of battery. So somebody didn't call me that otherwise would have had me go to the movie theater and then I wouldn't have made that song. There's so many things like that. There's songs that exist because my plane was delayed, so I pulled open my laptop and made a song. I wouldn't have made that song otherwise, and I wouldn't have made it the same otherwise. If I make a song at 2 o'clock in the afternoon, it comes out very different to if I'd tried to make the same song 45 minutes earlier. The thing about you as a creative thing is that you are entirely unique. And as I've said before, like what comes through through you. All right, so there's this idea that, you know, Stevie Wonder talks about how all of his songs were written by God. You hear a lot of people say things like that. It's like, oh, I didn't write it. I just kind of opened myself up and it came through me. Yeah, but it came through you. Through you. Didn't come through the postman. You know, it didn't come through that mother. It didn't come through that other motherfucker. Came through you. Because it could only come through you and come out like that. Because it comes through you. And what you are is, as I keep saying and have been saying for many years, you are a Byzantine conduit comprised of all your life's experiences, your hopes, your dreams, your fears. And the more that you have spent, the more time you've spent developing yourself and paying attention to things and being specific. What do I like? What am I into? What music do I like? What art do I like? So on and so forth. The more specific you are about these things, the more defined this conduit becomes and the more unique it becomes to you. And that which comes through it, therefore, is something that can only come through you. Impeccable Flying says, be a monster. By the way, Air Chat is back. Not just back, they went from beta, they went from the closed beta, which some of you guys were in, to what was public, and I think maybe they've shut it for a bit again because it's been blowing up. But Air Chat, which you all remember is the app that Naval is a co-founder in, and I did the advertisement for, I did that promo for them. That's now a thing, and it seems to be blowing the fuck up, and people keep messaging me about it. And they're either messaging me going, oh, do you want an invite, or can you get me an invite, or so on and so forth. And it's a very, very, it's quite a remarkable thing, really. It's very different when you're talking with people and you can listen to them talking, and you can choose to read the messages, or you can choose to listen to them being spoken. And I quite like, one of the forms of communication I like is Instagram DMs. I get a lot of DMs from people on Instagram, and I reply to them with voice notes. So what I'll do is, a couple days a week, I'll sit out by the pool and I'll go through my messages, and I'll just reply to people on voice messages, and I'll, you know, it'll take a while, but it's a nice way of doing it, and it's better than typing, because I can't bear typing on phones. It's always about 87% errors that you have to fix, and it is a pain in the ass. But just talking into them is actually quite nice, you know. So Air Chat is kind of perfect for me in that regard, because you're just talking to send your messages, and people talking to send their messages. And once you hear someone speak, they become so much more real than an avatar with text next to it. So I'm finding that kind of interesting. So if you're not on Air Chat, get on Air Chat and say hi, you know, because it's quite a nice way of doing it. Big Bad Wolf says, you sent me a voice message once. There you go. Yeah, it's nice sending voice messages. It's civilized, you know. Civilized. What are we doing? Oh, yeah, I've got a message. Hang on. Speaking of messages, check this out. I got a message from the artist of Data Science here. May you find some inspiration in this book of poems of inspiration. Really? Ooh, what is this? Singing his favorite Meaning Wave song. What is this?
La la la.
Huh. And Twitter X will not allow me to make that larger. So you can see it's small though.
La 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 la. All the ducks are
swimming in the water. Ducks are swimming in the water.
All the ducks are do 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 do.
All the ducks are
Wow, that was nice. That was beautiful. How about that? Let's listen to that again. The way he was singing that warmed my heart. So it did.
La 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 la. All the ducks are
swimming in the water. Ducks are swimming in the water.
All the ducks are
swimming in the water.
Do 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 do.
All the ducks are swimming in the
water. All the ducks are swimming.
Wow, how about that?
All the ducks are swimming in the water.
Thank you, little artist of data science there. Oh, a little lord. Yeah, ducks, make some noise. Oh, damn. Tony Soprano approves, says Impeccable Flowing. Yeah. Oh yeah, I forgot. I forgot something I was supposed to do, I've remembered now. Bohem Novak says, I'm watching, I'm doing, what am I doing, what am I doing? Watching The Matrix? Is that what it was? Did you say you were watching The Matrix? Where did that message go? I am Bohemir Novak. I revisiting The Matrix. What is your opinion? This is an interesting question, isn't it? Oh, you know. Once one has escaped the Matrix, it is tempting to go back. I mean, this steak is fake, but it sure does taste great, right? No, the first movie is amazing. It's a masterpiece, of course. An absolute classic masterpiece. Joseph Campbell talks about how we need new mythology. He was talking about this in the 60s and 70s, about how we need new mythology because, you know, the purpose of myth, as we know, is to encode the wisdom of the tribe in a way that you can show to children or young people and they will understand without having to sit around being told stuff for thousands of years. There's stuff in Pinocchio that would literally take thousands of years to break down, you know. So that's the purpose of myth, one purpose of myth. And Joseph Campbell pointed out that we were going to need some new myths because a lot of our existing ones didn't make sense to the sort of the people that we were now, who'd become so materialistic and so sort of earthbound in a way. We'd come so far away from the frippery of potential being what we saw, and we were very much in the case of this is a rock, and you know, this is what this is, and we needed mythology for the times we were in, new mythology, and The Matrix, I believe, came in and took that spot, which is why, what is it, 20 years? 24 years after it came out, it is still perennial. It's used daily as a metaphor, as a way of describing so much of our experience. So much of our contemporary experience was encoded in that movie, and it was an excellent movie. I would say even better, perhaps, was The Animatrix. I love The Animatrix. Now, there's a crazy lady who I've heard on a few podcasts over the years. I first heard her, I think, on Red Ice, like 15 years ago or something. But there's a lady who claims to have written The Matrix and The Terminator, and that the both those films were ripped off from her book. And actually, The Terminator is a prequel to The Matrix. And John Connor is basically Neo. And gets reincarnated within the Matrix, you know. Anyway, if you read her actual book, it seems unlikely because it's really bad and it's actually not that similar to those movies. However, the idea of Terminator being a prequel to the Matrix is legit. I mean, it works. And if you watch the Animatrix, one of the stories within the Animatrix, and the Animatrix is, as the title might suggest, an animated Matrix movie. It's actually a collection of stories set in that world that the Wachowski brothers commissioned, the directors of the movie. And they had some of their favorite anime creators do these stories. And one of the stories is about the robot uprising and how that all came to be. And it's quite chilling and brilliant. So, yeah, that's great. And then the sequels were rubbish, weren't they? I remember being so excited and I couldn't wait, you know, and then they just weren't very good. But, you know, life is suffering and all that. And if you saw the fourth one, I actually did go and see the fourth one with some homies because some homies were going to see it to a movie theater in Cancun. And it was a special movie theater. And you sit down and they bring you stuff, you know. So I went. And it was so bad that it must have been a joke. Like, it must have been a joke. It must have been created as some kind of performance art bit, but it just wasn't done very well even as that. It was just bad on every level. So never mind that. But yeah, the first movie, brilliant. The Animatrix, brilliant. Excellent, both. Ha, Pete, thank you for the support there. It says, oh, the ducks are swimming in the water. Yes, they are. And shouts out to you and your beautiful family. Congratulations on your beautiful family. Misrecord says, even if it's 1% your fault, own it and don't misdirect. Yes. It's literally your fault. Whatever happens, it's your fault. If you get run over, it's your fault for leaving the house. Cosmic Kangaroo says, new Taylor Swift album has leaked, but everyone is unsure if it's AI knockoff or not. A true litmus test of modern music. Well, that was the case over the weekend with the... There's the rap world has gone back to drumming up interest by having its protagonists fight with each other again. It's gone back to the WWF aspect of rap that worked so well at various junctures of rap's ascendance to the biggest musical art form in the world before it started to collapse in the past few years and get overtaken by country. And so, you know, Drake, who's pretty much the biggest guy in rap and has been for a long time. It's either him or Kanye, and it's arguably him because he reaches more demographics and girls like him for whatever reason. And he's got lots of people beefing with him. Interestingly, all of them have done records with him in the past, and they've all been best buddies in the past. So, you know, don't be surprised if it's all just WWF theater. But anyway, it's, you know, people like it, and it's interesting and fun. We all enjoy, you know, wrestling. And so a Drake song dropped on Saturday, I think it was. We were driving up in Tulum, and I saw my timeline on Twitter X go crazy. But no one was sure if it was AI or not. And then it emerged that it was an AI, and everyone was very pleased. And then a leak of Kendrick Lamar's reply came yesterday, I think it was. And still no one's sure if that's AI or not. And I think what's happening is I think it's real. And I think people are leaking bits of things, see if people like it. And if they don't like it and go, that's trash, they just go, oh, it's AI, do another one. So if you're having a rap battle in now, 2024, you can leak a bit of your song. And if people are like, shit, this shit hard. Don't know if it's AI or not, but this shit hard. You go, okay, cool, this one. I could win with this one. You release that, right? People are like, yeah, this is weak. This is trash. You just go, oh, that was AI, and you do another one. You keep doing that till something hits. And one realizes now that people will do this with records. Taylor Swift, it makes sense for an institution of the size of Taylor Smith. You know, something like that, it's worth too much. They've spent too much money. I mean, the whole thing is this big sort of Pfizer-sponsored Blue Church op, so it cannot fail. So it would make sense to leak a record, see if people like it. If they like it, brilliant, put it out. If they don't like it, if it doesn't resonate, you say, oh, that was AI, and you do another one. Boom! So here we are. And the important thing is to go, is okay, how can we use this to our advantage? How can we utilize this and this information? Duck Gang! Impeccable Flying says, would be funny if you could generate a dark version of Akira the Don, the one that doesn't take responsibility. Yes, 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 the Shadow Akira. Shadow Evil Akira. He exists, he has existed in the world at various points in time and has done all manner of damage. You can bring him out into the open using whiskey. You don't need sophisticated AI technology to bring that motherfucker into existence. You just need whiskey. Whiskey. That will do it. Anyway, the music's coming through me. Building stream with a grain of salt. DJ Shadow. I didn't understand that comment. But that's fine. We don't have to understand everything. Cosmic Kangaroo. I play that song to my 4-year-old nephew when he doesn't want to get in the bath. And he rushes in and we get rubber duckies out. Goes crazy. Everyone likes rubber duckies. I was going to say all kids like rubber duckies. Everyone likes rubber duckies. What's not to like? Yeah. What's not to like? Carl Diamond, I'm so glad you brought that up. A guy I went to college was obsessed with that conspiracy theory. Which one? Shit, we went through a bunch. Harpreet, iRobot can also be a prequel to The Matrix. Yes, probably can. Yeah. I've been meaning to rewatch that lately. That's on my to-watch list. Man like Sway! Tad late, but we're goated. Yes, indeed. You missed your credit. We played the new music video that had your producer credit in it, which I was lovingly animating last night. 2 a.m. or something, I was doing the animations. I had Captain Jack on the phone going, Captain Jack's very specific. It's great working with Captain Jack. I normally just do it all myself, right? I'm working with Captain Jack, and I'll send him a thing, and he'll go, Souse. Not Souse. It's like some tiny little detail that even I might have missed. He'll be like, yeah, just the slight timing of a curve of an animated title sequence. Muy importante. So it does look so sauce is a testament to my incredible skill set. And, of course, the absolute brilliance of Sauce Boss number one, Captain Jack, who sees things. He sees things that other mortals do not see. This is another thing that AI cannot do. It cannot see what Captain Jack can see. Only he can do that. It's quite magnificent. Oh, wow, those two work together. Wait a minute. Hey, how about that? Carl Diamond, the one where Terminator and Matrix are stolen from a lady's story. Yeah. So, yeah, I looked into that. I listened to her speak. And then I went, you know, I'll go and read what she says they took from. And yeah. Here's the other thing, because it's still possible that she could have pitched this idea, but so much in it is in other places, Gnostic writing, so on and so forth. I mean, a huge amount of the Matrix was taken from Grant Morrison's The Invisibles. And, you know, there's photos of the set with copies of the comics on it that you can look at. So, you know, they were definitely taken from lots of places. Many places. Yeah, if you've not read The Invisibles, I recommend The Invisibles and the whole kind of origin section of it, where the protagonist is kind of discovering the nature of reality and this old man turns up and guides him through the city and shows him to jump off buildings and all this sort of stuff. It's pretty, like, some of it's panel for panel of The Matrix. But, you know, talent borrows, genius steals, right? You've heard that before. I heard that somewhere. I can't remember who said it. I think it might have been Morrissey. And Morrissey probably stole it from someone else. Yeah. Yeah! Hey, yo, make some noise if you trust the government. So make some noise if you trust the government. It's getting awfully quiet in here. Rudy Weibolt's on Amazon. Make some noise for yourselves. It's a beautiful day to be alive. It is the eve of the release of the new Mini Wave LP. Are you excited? Are you gassed?
The Endurer always tend increasingly towards aristocratic forms. No government in history has been known to evade this pattern.
Go!
And as the aristocracy develops, government tends more and more to act exclusively in the interests of the ruling class. Whether that class be hereditary royalty, oligarchs of financial empires, or entrenched bureaucracy, all governments suffer a reoccurring problem. Power attracts pathological personalities.
Both!
It is not that power corrupts, but that it is magnetic to the corrupt. Such people have a tendency to become drunk on violence, a condition to which they are quickly addicted.
Trust
no government. Trust no government.
Trust no pinch-head government.
Trust no government.
Yeah!
No government. There exists a limit to the force even the most powerful may apply.
Force!
Destroying themselves. Judging this limit is the true artistry of government. Fatal sin. The law cannot be a tool of vengeance, never a hostage, nor fortification against the martyrs it has created. You cannot threaten any individual and escape the consequences. Good government never depends upon laws, but upon the personal qualities of those who govern.
Trust
no government. Trust no government.
Trust
no government. Trust no government. The machinery of government is always subordinate to the will of those who administer
yeah.
the machinery. The most important element of government, therefore, is the method of choosing leaders. We should grant power over our affairs only to those who are reluctant to hold it. And then only under conditions that increase the reluctance. Government.
Yeah, look, it's dark. Dark, where are you?
No,
where on planet Earth are you, if you are on planet Earth?
No.
Planet in parentheses. What's going on? Does he read Steam Labs? I think you can make donations via that and they come through to PayPal. That's what happens, right?
Enemy.
Is that what you mean?
Be invented.
We did used to do that.
Which is denied an external target, always turns against its own people.
Dune Wave! Dune Wave! Dune Wave! That was Dune Wave. Tomorrow, you know what's happening tomorrow? Maining Wave! Meditations 2. It's happening tomorrow. International High 5 o'clock. Let me know where you are on this blessed realm. In this blessed realm. Let me know where you are and how you feel about the album tomorrow. I'm very excited. And you know me, I don't get excited about future events. I exist in the moment, but in this moment, the future is so close. So close that I'm feeling the energy from it. The energy that will be unleashed is bleeding through. Because, you know, time, we only experience it in this fashion. That's not how it actually exists. And events, they're like dropping a rock in a pool and they ripple in all directions. I feel it! Black and Blue Fins, music on the radio is giving me Havana syndrome. Bad frequencies and song selections with no redeeming messages. Fixes this. Fixes this. International High Five, let me know where on this plane you be and how you're feeling about the release tomorrow. Richard says, I trust myself and the love for my family. That's because you're a bad motherfucker. You are smart. would you be like? Free Consciousness says, Meaning Wave Radio Channel, please. Indeed. Richard, the producer, home with my family and beyond excited for mañana. Jay-Z, Lionheart, New Jersey. I've been anticipating Marcus. Wave 2! As I would an occurrence of epic proportions. Impeccable flowing. I remember listening to Shibbity Bob. I remember working towards buying my home. Listening to the first albums of Akira the Don for motivation. Pretty much helped me to get my home. Well, congratulations on your home. What a wonderful thing. Shecky, Coyote Hills, looking forward to great anticipation. Amanda dances at Kansas, the great plain that is Kansas. Plain, not really. Source Wave Radio, Funkathon. What was the question? Go Meditations 2. Where even is this at? Source Wave Radio, Funkathon.
Meaning Wave.
Man like Gus, Planet Ohio. I've stopped arguing what a good man is. I'm being one. Meditations Volume 2 is imminent. I don't think good men argue about what being good men is. I think they are it. That's right. Mike Can, Alberta, Righteous Power and Glory. Sway! I need to get a home eventually, but I'm renting from my in-law. Not a bad situation. Free Consciousness, own a home in this economy? Emily Kruger says, Happy Wednesday. Big Bad Wolf in Arizona trying to be calm, because I'm staying psyched about it. Calm. International High 5 o'clock. JT the Lionheart coming through with a 10 like a G. Appreciate you, baby. I'm here like a nice shirt. If you discover in life anything better than justice, self-control, truth and courage in this life, anything better than a mile, satisfied. Whoa! anything better than justice. And guess for all mankind.
If you find there's nothing greater about you than this, you would be nothing else. But anything that might lead you astray might tent you up the path and leave you unable to devote yourself completely to the joy and the honor and goodness that is uniquely yours.
It would be wrong.
Anything to stand in the way.
The applause. Have you discovered in life self-control?
Truth and courage in this life. Anything better than a mind
satisfied.
They succeeded in enabling you to work rationality inside. Try to accept what's beyond its control. If you discover
in life
justice, don't let go. So I say simply have your own free will. Pick the best of and stick to it. Almost best is for the best of it. But that's what kind of this being is a rational being. As a rational being. But as a not involved, just say so. And stand your ground without making a show. Just make show. You make a choice that won't betray you.
If you discover in life
self-control,
truth and courage.
Satisfied.
What's beyond his control?
Anything better than justice.
Yo! Hey, yo, we got a special message in a place I don't normally check for messages that actually did work. A special message from Flat Earth Command. Reporting from Tokyo, I have given honor to the greatest samurai in history, Taira no Masakado, whose spirit still haunts Tokyo to this day. May his blessing be the way. Thank you, Duck! Out in Tokyo, giving honor to the great samurai, Taira no Masakado. I expected nothing less. Bad injustice. Riddle me this, Batman. Riddle me this, chat. Have you discovered in life anything better than justice, self-control, truthful courage? Have you? Whoa! Let me know, because I don't know if I have. Never regret.
Something's doing you good. As it makes you break your word. Or lose your self-respect. That makes you hate, suspect or execrate. It can't be doing you good. If it makes you act a hypocrite. Or to desire for anything that's done behind closed doors. A man who puts first his own mind and divinity. And the holy light of its excellence. Makes no scene, no wailing, no gnashing of teeth, no anything. No solitude nor no company. Above all you'll be free from fear and desire, from fleeing or flying, from death.
Caring how many hours
your soul in your body got left. If it's time for you to go, leave willingly. Even if you must depart immediately, you will go readily. As if you were going to do anything. Anything that can be done with order and with decency. And concentrate on this your whole life long.
Yo!
Stay your mind.
Never regard.
Good.
If it makes you break your word or lose your self-respect, it makes you haste, suspect or execrate. It can't be doing you good. If it makes you act a hypocrite,
or to desire for anything,
best time behind closed doors.
In the mind
upset you will find his life's not cut short by death. In the manner of an actor who left before he played his role, before the story's told, before the play is over, before the curtain falls. It ain't as nothing self, I know there's no exaggerations, no king in the disdain.
No excuses nor evasions.
Never regard something as dangerous. If it makes you break your word, or lose your self-respect, then it makes you hate, suspect, or execrate. It can't be dangerous. If it makes you act a hypocrite, or too desire for anything, best done behind closed doors.
Yeah! Meditations to tomorrow. No more loneliness and sorrow. Meditations to tomorrow. Did you hear that noise? There was a weird noise. It went boop, boop. Did you hear it? I'm using the Ethernet cable I'm using is very... it's got like... You know the way internet Ethernet cables have like a little clip thing? This thing doesn't have the clip, so it keeps falling out. So I need a new Ethernet cable. Wifey, remind me to get a new Ethernet cable. Jason, whoever, who's listening? Remind me to get a new Ethernet cable. Thank you very much. Mr. Record says, Behind Closed Doors is one of the best Akira tracks ever! Hey, wow, thank you. Thank you very much. Dark says, Can you drop Streamlabs link again? Well, you already did it. I just read your Streamlabs message. Did you step away from the machine and not hear me read your message? Jason, send the Streamlabs link to Dark, por favor. But he already found it somehow. How did he find it? Dark, how did you find it? What's going on? Ah, you want to make it? Okay. Someone will send you the link any second, I'm sure.
It's very hard to convince people that there are non-human intelligences this side of Gnapple Ganimbi. And when you tell them that these non-human intelligences are accessed through the diminutive mushrooms growing on their front lawn, they just write you off as a squirrel. But this question of the non-human intelligences is very, very much on the agenda. All shamans in all times and places. And this is, to my mind, the most chilling and appalling and exhilarating possibility of all. When you go back over the shamanism thing, you say, you know, you shamans, now where is this all coming from? They will tell you it comes from ancestors. Well, that's a cheerful and fairly sanitized concept, but when you deconstruct it, ancestors are dead people. The truth requires no belief.
What's up?
It is the truth.
Are we back? Are we in? Are we here? Are we on the house?
Requires no belief.
Who's fucking with the stream? Who dares?
This is the truth.
I think we're good right now.
What is actually being suggested there?
I think we're working.
One energy threshold over that is co-present with this world. Well, strangely enough, that's what the Irish myth of the Fae says. It says these are dead people. These are souls.
Oh, wait.
In our environment, and this is...
Look, we're kicking. We're cooking with fire, baby. That shit says it's rocking at over 4,000 kilobytes a second. That's good to know.
The shamanism is the dissolution of the boundary between life and death itself. Then the million-year intuition that we're following will be dramatically vindicated.
You gotta be careful when you're messing with them forces. You gotta be careful. Dark is apologizing in the chat. Is that you?
Akira.
Free consciousness says the elves are in the machine. the machine elves. Yeah, well, where else would they be, I guess?
And what seems a good thing today turns out tomorrow to have been a disaster. What seemed in the moral and spiritual sphere, too, like great virtues in times past, are easily seen today as hideous evil.
Boo! Boo!
Let's take, for example...
It's not my fault.
Today, among Catholics, the Holy Inquisition was regarded... today regards the practice of psychiatry. You feel that in curing a person of cancer, almost anything is justified. The most complex operation, the most weird surgeries, people suspended for days and days on end on the end of tubes, with X-ray penetration, burning, people undergoing shock treatment, people locked in the colorless, monotonous corridor. In all good faith, they knew that witchcraft and heresy were terrible things. Awful plagues, imperiling people's souls forever and ever. So any means were justified to cure people of heresy. We don't change. See how evil that was. But we can't see it in ourselves. So therefore, beware.
Beware of virtue. Different names.
So therefore beware.
Yeah. Anyway, what time is it? It's noise.
Broadcasting live from the peak of recorded human civilization. You are listening to Akira the Don.
Yeah! Boom! Shout out to everybody locked in. It's Monka's Eve. It's the eve of the new Meaning Wave album, the long-awaited Meditations Volume 2. You all have been slacking on the likes, I've just noticed. I haven't asked you to hit the like once, is that why? I gotta ask you. Every time. Kindly headbutt the like with all the force that you have in your body. Shout out everybody locked in. What up, JT the Lionheart? I had to become like you! Felix Faction says Meaning Wave is the rocket fuel that gets me through many hard days in the oil field. Thanks, Akira. Big up you! Shout out to you, Felix, you bad man. Glad you're here. Big Bad Wolf says, love you, M-A-Z. Love you too, you Big Bad Wolf, you. Says, Duck, travel safely. Yeah, exactly. Travel safely, Duck. Or, travel medium safe with an emphasis on adventure. You can't be fully safe. Otherwise, like, you'll never have the capacity for interest. There has to be a bit of unsafe, I'm afraid. I'm sorry about that. Jay-Z Lionheart, Meaning Wave music videos and my CCTV. Love having it by my side as I work. You know, there's so many music, Meaning Wave music videos at this point, you could literally just put on the Meaning Wave music video playlist all day. And I do want to do Meaning Wave TV, and I do want to do Meaning Wave radio. There's lots of things that I really do want to do. Of course, it's always just finding, the priority list of time and so on and so forth to make these things occur. But right now we're here. We're doing this. We're streaming. And as soon as I finish doing this, I will then go over that side of the room and I will finish the visual for the Meditations 2 YouTube release. I will be animating your lovely credits and so on and so forth. Captain Jack has helped with this one and has done the design direction. It's quite different to our usual ones, and I'm sure you will enjoy it. Cedric says, that's hauntingly beautiful. It is, isn't it? Black and Blue Finn says, virtue economy drove me away from being active on social media. I have a digital media degree, and I decided I didn't want to influence anyone in any way. And that is living with a deliberateness of purpose, which is admirable. That's an admirable quality. A lot of people do not think about what they're doing at all and what the consequences of that might be. So shouts out to you. We have a message from a floating samurai head who sent us $100 in Streamlabs, which is a very nice thing to do. Thank you, floating samurai head. It says, Taira no Masaka. I have to get closer because my eyes are not as amazing as perhaps they might be if I was to merge with the machine. Taira no Masakado is 10th century samurai whose powerful sorceress wife cast eternal life upon with dark frog magic, all caps, frog magic. He was beheaded, but his head came back to life and floated around, demanding his body to be returned, terrorizing Japan with earthquakes. This is amazing. Neither Japan nor United States could tame the spirit until they finally reunited the head and body, then built him a magnificent shrine in the heart of Tokyo, high-end business district. He is worshipped with careful respect and fear to this day. Bless! When was this? When did this happen? We need more information. When was this going on? I'm asking the robot. See if the robot knows anything. Taira no Masakado was a member of the Taira clan and is famous for his rebellion against the central government of Kyoto during the Heian period around the year 939 AD. His uprising is one of the most well-documented events of the period, and he's often been portrayed in literature and folklore as a kind of anti-hero or a vengeful spirit. His rebellion was initially successful, and at one point he declared himself the new emperor in the Kanto region. However, his revolt was eventually crushed by the forces loyal to the emperor. After his death, his legend grew, and he was later deified as a wrathful spirit. His grave in Tokyo is still a popular site for those interested in Japanese history and folklore. If you have any specific questions or need more details, feel free to ask. Thank you, robot assistant. I liked Dark's version a bit better. See, the robot made no mention of the head demanding things. The robot made no mention of that head, of course. Free consciousness says history is cool. If the news are fake, imagine history. In the words of Amused Chimp. I'm currently very into history. I don't know why. Currently, I'm interested in history. I'm less interested in the present right now than I am history. Dark, the last earthquake was in 2017 or so, when they moved his shrine slightly to refurbish it. Fucking hell. When did the business with the head go down? The demanding of the head. 10th century to present. So they built that shrine. You say they built that in the business district, so that sounds recent. Asking the robot about his head, see if the robot knows. And the story of Tyra is a famous and eerie part of his legend. After he was killed in 940 AD during the suppression of his rebellion, his head was reportedly severed and brought to Kyoto as a trophy to be shown to the emperor. According to legend, however, his head was not content to rest. It's said that his head flew back to the Kanto region where he declared himself emperor. How did it... it flew. The head flew! How did it fly? Did it just... That's dope. Eventually, his head is believed to have landed in a place that is now part of modern Tokyo, and the locals, out of fear or respect, enshrined it at a site called Masakado no Kubizuka, the mound where Masakado's head is buried. The site is located in the Otemachi area of Tokyo, near the Imperial Palace. It has been maintained as a small shrine and is a revered spot, believed to house the spirit of Masakado, which is considered powerful and potentially wrathful. If disrespected, the site has been preserved through the centuries, despite various urban developments and even bombings during World War II. It remains a testament to the enduring legacy and the supernatural aura surrounding Tyra no Masakado in Japanese folklore. That's very cool. And I do think there's a Marcus Aurelius who I've been, you know, communing with. I've been communing with quite a lot. He talks often and with great passion about how a man will likely not be remembered for very long after he dies. Even his, even his sort of children's children might know much about him at all, and he will likely be completely forgotten within, you know, a couple of decades. And that's ironic, of course, because, you know, here we are talking about Marcus Aurelius thousands of years later. Thousands of years later. And this fellow here, Tyra no Masakado, similarly, has not been forgotten. Some men are not forgotten. Some deeds are so, like I was saying earlier, you know, events in time reverberate across time like a brick dropped in a pool. And some bricks are bigger than others. You know what I mean? Some reverberations are more obvious and distinct than others. And that is worth bearing in mind. It's easy to misinterpret that message of Marcus's. Some people misinterpret that and makes them feel insignificant, which is very much a perspective issue. Someone left a comment earlier on one of my mixtapes, and they said, "Naval always makes me feel so worthless." I thought that was funny, and then I thought, "Oh, maybe they really do think that, you know," and that would be quite sad. I'm always rather kind of fired up by Naval, you know. I always get quite excited listening to Naval's stuff, but it's like it's something I was talking. I did a podcast with this guy Max this week, who's a German rowing champion and a fine fellow and meaning wave enjoyer, and that'll be out soon. And that was we had like a 2-hour conversation. It was very interesting. But we were talking at one point about how when you see someone do something, well, we're talking about, I was talking about the whole idea of, you know, comparing, not comparing yourself to someone else, right? You compare yourself to yourself and you can really measure that and you can see how far you've come and so on and so forth. But you can look to others as a source of inspiration. And one way you can look to others is to see that something's possible, right? You see someone doing something, you see someone succeeding, it's like, wow, that's exciting, because that means you can do it. Like, you know, I keep seeing people beating various, like, records. People keep beating deadlift records and things like that. It's like, once you see someone do something amazing, you go, shit, I could do that too. A certain kind of person does. A certain kind of person sees that and goes, yeah, I could do that too. Another kind of person sees it and almost feels a sort of revulsion and a horror, and they feel like, well, I could never do that. And that makes them feel bad. And I do find that interesting. And I do think it might be a choice. And I do think if you practiced enough, you could choose to take that initial feeling of, oh, I could never do that, to, if someone else does it, it's possible. I used to watch people doing handstand push-ups and just be like, wow, that's amazing. And I didn't think I could never do that, but I knew I could not do it at that moment. And I thought it was amazing, but a part of me started to think, well, maybe I could do that. And if I kept pushing and I kept trying, maybe I could do that. It seemed fantastical and ridiculous, but I went into that direction. And then I found myself a while later, about a year later or so, doing handstand push-ups. And now I can do them like it's just one of the things that I can do. It's a relatively simple thing. And now it seems insane that ever was a, there was so far. There's this thing that we have as humans, which I think about a lot, which is, you know, once we learn something, it's as if we always knew it. And we kind of assume everyone else knows it and always knew it almost immediately. You know, you could have gone your whole life not knowing something, then you work it out age 63, and they're like, well, everyone always knows that. There's no point in me mentioning it, which is ridiculous. So I hold on to that feeling of watching my gym homies doing handstand push-ups and just thinking it was so amazing, just, and that I can now do it. And I hold on to that. It's something that I keep in my mind to remind myself of that fact. Things are not always obvious to us, and that we should, once they become obvious to us, Nietzsche says, you know, they cease to concern us, but it's not the case for everyone. And we need to remember that, because otherwise we might not tell someone something they need to know just when they need to know it. You know? Oh, wow. Brothers and sisters, our time has come to an end. That went fast. That stream went fast. Big Bear Wolf says, shouts out to Jesus, who is for sure in the game of being remembered. JC the Lionheart says, I brush my teeth to Naval. Come on. Dark says, Jesus has a grave here too, apparently. What, in Japan? A lot of Jesus stuff. A lot of Jesuses. Big Bear Wolf, I didn't think I'd hit 225 pounds as soon as I would in bench press PRs. I just stayed focused on that goal with daily progress in mind. That's right! You know? We got an album about that in the vault awaiting confirmation of release. Sway says, by the way, looking crispy, ATD. You beautiful man. Thank you very much. You beautiful man. Dark says, it's testament to the power of love and a good woman. Oh yeah, I forgot about the frog magic aspect. Frog magic. The Egyptians had frog magic. You ever seen that hieroglyph that looks like a frog with a laptop? You ever see that? That's a beautiful thing. That appeared around the same time as Chatelet appeared. It was like one of those inverse Mandela things. Free consciousness, Akira dropping gems. You can only hold so many at one time. You must drop some. Regardless, it is the eve. It is the eve of Marcus. And just like on a Christmas Eve, there is that feeling. There is that feeling around, and it's somewhat magical and somewhat apprehensive and somewhat sort of calm and muted in a way for what is about to become is indeed so very glorious and something that we've all looked forward to so long, and something that we've earned. It's something we've worked hard for and worked hard towards, and it's something we deserve, by Jove, and it's something that we're looking forward to sharing together and with our other friends and family. It's a feeling. It's a feeling that can reverberate forever in all directions, just like that rock dropped in the pool. And I'm very excited to share it with you! With you! Blessed wave-riding individual. And so to close this delightful affair, let us return once more to that, to where we started. To where we started. One more new track, says Big Bad Wolf. Please, Papa Dunn. Do you know what? I thought about this, but we're so close now. It's only one more day. Let's experience. We've had the ones that we've had. Let's experience them together for the first time tomorrow. Ooh. Let's play the stream at the same time and really confuse everybody. No, let's not do that. Let's one more time watch that brand new music video together. Enjoy that brand new music video together. Enjoy those beautifully animated credits together. And then let us go to sleep like excited little chidlers awaiting Santa, you know, coming down that chimney with his big old sack of meaning. Tomorrow night, not tomorrow morning, tomorrow night. Tomorrow night, not tomorrow morning, tomorrow night. Observe, shall we, together.
Good evening, everyone. I'm Kurt Loder, and this is MTV News. Tonight, we're diving into a unique musical venture that marries ancient philosophy with modern beats. Akira the Don, known for his innovative meaning wave, has just dropped a new track that's bound to resonate with both the Stoics and the bass heads out there.
Stoics and bassheads!
Stop drifting from the dark. You better go read the notebooks or about us. Arrange your Romans and Greeks and just forget about us. Second book should be said about us.
Yeah, yeah!
Script for the finish. Write out your idle hopes. And if you care, it's over
yourself. If you care, it's over yourself, then.
From the top,
If you care, it's all for yourself, then. 1, 2, 3, stop!
Care it's all for yourself, though.
Holy shit! Yeah! Go! Mini Waves, shout out to everyone who helped make this all come together. You epic beings, thank you for hanging out tonight. Shout out to Artist of Data Science, Harpreet. Says, I still remember exactly the first time I heard Meditations Volume 1. The room, the light in the room, the wireless speaker it played from. That feeling of, what is this? When I heard the opening flute and bells of Debts and Lessons. Being super confused by the lyrics because I had no clue who Marcus Aurelius was. Then going to Wikipedia and seeing he's a philosopher from 2,000 years ago. Crazy. Quite indeed. Well, tomorrow we're going to have that feeling again, baby. That new album feeling, that all being together and experiencing something together for the first time feeling. I'm excited. I'm hyped. And I'm looking forward to sharing that feeling with you. Hold tight then for the notifications, but the there will be a stream before it, a pre-gaming stream, and then the thing itself will be at 9 CT, and then we'll have a little after party. It's going to be hype, so I look forward to seeing you there, by Jove. Do me a favor, hit the like on the way out, leave a comment. If you've not yet checked out the video we just watched, we just saw it here, but go over there too. Give that like and a comment. Send it to your nan. Go to meaningwave.com, and you can get 15% off everything at meaningwave.com with the code SPRING at checkout. I haven't written that down anywhere on the site, but it's true. You can. You look, because you're special. And if you've not yet, if you want your name in the credits, and you want any of that stuff on the Indiegogo, do that ASAP, because you won't be able to be in the credits after about 2 o'clock this morning for the video. And you can't be for the CDs anymore, but there are those other 4 videos remaining as well. So there is that, you know, so you're not completely shit out of luck. Anyway, Dewey Evans says, big day tomorrow. Thank you, Akira. Peace, M-A-Z. Exactly. Exactly that, by Jove. Love to you and your family. Thank you for being here. And tomorrow, baby, it's happening. It's happening. We're there. Ah, yeah.
MeaningWave.com. Because happiness is a side effect of me.